Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
6456851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Jake passed this test in my mind. He passed this huge test today.
Whoa.
Two tests, actually. Number one, that you knew this, because I saw it last night, and I was going to text you, and I thought, nope, let's just see if
Let's just see.
Thank you
for not texting me about it. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
And then the other test, now, Bill, just don't hammer me on this. You passed the song test. Because you could have played Hang On Sloopy.
That song's okay.
Ugh.
Sloopy Hang On.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear that.
That's Ohio State's song. They played that.
Yeah. That's Derringer too, apparently.
Yes. That's what the McCoys is the group.
God, you know.
So this was Rick Derringer, not Ross Dellinger.
Not Ross Dellinger is still alive. No RIP there. Yeah, not a singer.
No, and he's,
Rick Derringer.
And Derringer was 77.
Yes.
Wow, he passed.
Yesterday.
Just go up to Lord today and say, Lordy Mama, light my fuse. and maybe thrust your hip. I will not go any further than that.
Okay.
I thought Bill would like truck on out and spread the news. I like truck on out. Jake 10, I mean, you passed. I'm so proud of Jake this morning. First of all, he knew it, and second of all, he didn't play. He played the right song. That's a great song. That was a big part of it.
I'm more shocked right now that the two songs exist. It doesn't sound like the same artist would have.
Well,
Hang On Sloopy, so, and this
sounds
song,
nothing
it's
like that.
What are we?
No, you're right.
Very different sounds.
If you just said, do you think he sings Hang On Sloopy? I'd be like, no, there's no
way.
Chance he does that.
I think he was just a little like a really young man.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Obviously, the 10, we know the 10 for the RIP. It's a 7999 for me, regular 10 like that. So, yeah, great job, Jake. Yeah, incredible. Great song. I heard that song. It wasn't so much my music as much as all my friends that had older brothers. That was played a lot.
Interesting, yeah.
You heard that song a lot because that was played a lot on 8 tracks and stuff in Chevelles, 69 Chevelles and 72 Camaros driving around Pender.
For sure.
Yeah. So that was a very well-known 8 track.
The Simple Boys had some album that had various songs. You know, they come out with those albums that would have...
It's like a mix album.
Yeah.
Like a mixtape, but it's an album.
But yeah, a bunch of hits on it. And that was the first one. That was the first song on the A side. So I listened to it a zillion times.
From YouTube. Before we get to the text line, I don't avoid the YouTube chat. Chris P, 10, RIP. Genghis, 9.9, better times. Nelson Montana, 9.6. Rick Heyman, 12, RIP. Mm-hmm. 12 from Heyman. 7 from Troy G. East Lincoln West, 10, RIP. Bolt, 9.1, RIP. Albert, 8.5. Active Duty Husker, 6.8. To the text line here, Joe in Boulder says... Better times. Nobody says hoochie coo anymore. 7.5.
No, not as much as you think.
No, they don't.
You won't be saying that outside the stadium. I thought you'll be locked in that baby.
Yeah, that's true. You can't leave until the game's over.
What if that was the secret buzzword to get you out and back in? Hoochie coo. What if all of a sudden?
Don't say that too loud.
If you just looked at the yellow coat. Hoochie coo. And then lets you out, then comes right back.
Good to go.
Think about that. Ask Dan if we can use hoochie coo as a potential.
That's the password
to get back in gate 18.
Sandmaster and KC 7.8. Bill and Penn at 9.75. Vernon Dakin 7.7. Ryan in California 7.6. Gavin and Pender 6.
Gavin.
Bryce 7.2. Who clever? Bird 3.
Jeez.
How about Bird, Jake? He's
with
dead.
The, how about Jake with a 3?
Bird, he's dead. He passed away. We know the rules. Bird. You know the rules here. Bird. Can't give a song of 3 when the man's passed.
Hmm. Yeah.
Jennifer 8.1, Hubby 7.3. Lyle in Omaha, RIP 10. Wink in KC. Is that Wink Martindale?
Wink.
8.5.
I don't know, but I like the fact we have a Lyle and a Wink.
Wink.
That's pretty good. Travis in Ankeny, 9.7. Nailed it, RIP.
And, you nailed this.
Chet in Nebraska City, 8.1. Never heard the song before. It's a high score.
Hmm.
Never heard it before.
You passed this test. It's unbelievable. Song, when did you see the news?
About 2 o'clock.
Oh, it was that early in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought it was at night.
Maybe 3 p.m., 2 or 3.
Rick Derringer.
Is that on Twitter? Is that where you
That's
found
probably where I saw it.
I saw it on TikTok.
I miss a lot of information. You'd be shocked what I missed during the day.
I'm
not very dialed into it. I don't even know how TikTok works.
It's not
I don't do TikTok. Song of the Day, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer from 1973.
Also
RIP.
Your new password for the Memorial Stadium.
RIP, age 77, yesterday.
To get out and get back in?
Yes.
Hoochie Coo?
Just seeing the guy. Hoochie Coo.
Slowly opens the door. You're good.
Slowly opens the door. You're in the door.
You got it, man. You're good.
Imagine also there's a knock on the little thing slides open. Hoochie Coo. Come back in.
Slides
his chest, open the door.
A lot
back.
Of different moods. If they're down at halftime, people would be pissed. Hoochie Coo.
Yeah.
Say it. Say it like you mean it.
Hoochie Coo.
It is time for the mailbag. Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh.
The one place you know you won't get hacked with is Applied Connective Technologies. In all 93 counties of Nebraska, 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT, cybersecurity, one-stop shop. Stop looking around for different people. It's one place. AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today.
I wonder if Applied Connective could get involved in this re-entry back into the stadium. I wonder if somehow Will could get involved in this. I think he could. I think he'd be very valuable in this spot.
I think it'd be good. All right, first to sure. Anthony from Sabetha, Kansas says, good morning, Sabetha. Stoolers. It's time to settle the debate that began at the beginning of time. What do you eat at noon? Is it lunch or dinner? What do you eat in the evening? Is it dinner or supper? I eat lunch at noon.
It's always lunch. Lunch is 100%. Let's go. Want to get lunch? You want to get... What was the other option?
Dinner. It's weird saying dinner at noon. I've never heard that.
That would confuse you.
That would confuse
you. What do you mean dinner?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Well, this is why Anthony says, I grew up on a farm south of Tecumseh. It was always dinner at noon and supper in the evening. Hmm. That's why he brings this up. And I've heard dinner at lunch. I said, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Dinner.
That's all I know is lunch. And then.
Are you a supper or dinner person, though, for nighttime?
It was supper during my childhood.
Like supper. I think that was correct.
Now then, it changed. Yeah. You don't even have set meals anymore, right?
No, you really don't even sit down to eat. I eat standing up a lot.
You just walk around. Yeah.
Well, the life's changed.
Life's changed.
Yeah, we. Well, I mean, we would sit down as a family and eat supper, and it was, you know, Adam might stab me with a fork or something like that. But there were some mega fights.
That had to be chaos.
Oh, it's mega fights.
Yes.
Mega fights at the dinner table. It was incredible. But it was supper, and it was a sit-down. Now I just don't know. Do people do that anymore?
Yes, people do sit down for meals.
Not very often. Not often.
We try to. We attempt to.
What does that mean?
If we're both in the house, we will sit down at the table at the same time.
Okay.
I would still call it supper. I'm just weirded out by dinner for noontime. That's a strange way to associate that. It's not the right term.
The time slot, it's just too hard to line the time slot for me. To be like, okay, we're going to eat at 6:30
o'clock.
Or whatever time. I have no. There's things going on all the time.
Hard to do it.
Anytime. I'm going to eat my supper sometime between 5 and 9:30.
Yeah.
That's when it's going to be. Same. No exact time.
100%. 100%. Mine's more, yeah.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
A lot of response to that in the text line, by the way. John says, good morning. We are almost to the time of the year that has the least amount of sports going on, July and August. What do you turn your attention to, if anything, during this time? Well, we have to do a sports show still. We have to track as many sports that are going on as possible. But
there'll be something coming up that which gets me giddy is Phil Steele. When the magazine comes out, I lose it because I get
Greg has sent us intel on this missing tooth, the missing tooth.
So I didn't get any intel from Greg, but that's big for me. So when that comes out, that magazine, because I go through that in great detail, and everyone's schedules in there.
I always instead of looking
online, I can look at it in a magazine.
I know what you're going to say, Jake.
Go ahead. That's my deal.
I always thought that you're a Lindy's guy. So if you like that Lindy's magazine, God, that comes out at some point in June, I think. I think Phil Steele, early July, but I think Lindy's beats him like by a week.
And we went through this last year.
Yeah, here's the deal.
The timing.
They're about $30 now. They are.
Barnes & Noble typically receives college football preview magazines in July. That's not totally right. With Phil Steele's edition arriving on July 4th. Okay, July 4th.
So that pumps me up. That gets me going.
Now, the other ones. Now, here's the thing. Athlon's National College Football magazines are also available at Barnes & Noble, often with publication dates in May or early June. I went to Barnes & Noble on, I don't know, was it Sunday or Monday? Yeah, Monday. Thinking there might be a Lindy's there. But Memorial Day was earlier this year than it has been. I think you might find a college football preview magazine in Barnes & Noble.
I wouldn't even want it right now.
I do.
I wouldn't want it. I don't want it until...
I want it now. I need the information.
I want it in July.
I need the info. Yeah.
I want to get through the College World Series, and then that's when things move on.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, the College World Series is an example of something.
That's something that's in June, yeah. Omaha, we'll be there. I'll be there for a couple of games.
Blur parties.
Blur parties will be there. Yes, yeah. It's a fun time.
You going?
Oh, I'll go.
Okay. Blur's great.
Yeah, I don't have a great opening, answer though. Yeah. This question,
the
I don't have.
The
a great
Friday answer. of CWS is funny all over Omaha, but Blur is an absolute.
Yeah, the first weekend when all eight teams are going.
Yes, everyone's got a chance.
Yeah, everyone's got a chance.
It's packed. It's awesome. This is from Ryan in California. It says, "Are you in or out on Swiss cake rolls?
In,
aka ho-hos,
all the way in.
In. Could eat 14 a day. Wouldn't faze me."
I mean, it's basically a ho-ho, right?
In middle school, I ate about four a day.
Yeah. And then you had the option of just eating them out of the box or having them in the freezer. Those were incredible, too, if they were in the freezer.
Is that the best Little Debbie snack, the Swiss cake roll? Because ho-hos is different.
Well, no. Is it a zebra cake?
Zebra cake is that's Little Debbie.
That moves the needle for me.
Swiss cake rolls, my roommate in college had a whole closet full of them. And sometimes I would just grab a couple. And thinking he would never notice because there's a 200 in there. Yeah.
And he would know.
He'd say, oh, I think we have a little mouse. So one time he was grilling steaks. He's grilling two steaks and he had a liter of Mountain Dew. And I said, hey, I didn't need a steak. I'm not hungry. He goes, who said anything about you eating it?
Did that voice?
He's a big man. Yeah.
That voice? Yeah. Is this Hoss?
No, his name was Mike. Yeah. He was hilarious. Yeah. But anyway, Swiss cake rolls are just ho-hos, right? Yeah.
Basically.
They're the same. There's different brands, but yes, same thing.
You can
Let's just take a step back.
Okay.
Little Debbie's is held up and talk about time-tested. There's, I mean, they've been around
they're
for
still going.
They've been around for what, like 100 years.
They got oatmeal cream pies, and I mean, Nick Saban swears by those, yeah. by the way.
And they're still everything you have. Good, the they're all incredible. Yeah. And I'm telling you what, right now, 20 years from now, Little Debbie's will still be when this show is gone. Stool no longer is around.
Oatmeal cream pies will still be going.
Hey, still be going.
Just let's pay a little tribute to them. They stood the test of time in a big way. In a big way. Yeah.
Like, they have their own in every convenience store. They have their own little rack.
They have their own.
Like, where's the Little Debbie's at? It's like right over there.
Don't ever take that for granted. Don't. That's amazing.
Yes.
Somebody had a recipe that not only was good, but also was packaged so it would last forever. I mean,
like, shelf life in you know, tens of years.
Last one here from Evan says, let's say that there's only two options left. No Dr. Pepper, no Coke. You have two options. You got orange soda and you got grape soda.
Ooh, God.
Which one, if you have to choose one, which one do you choose between grape and orange with no other options? That's from Evan.
Well, and that can change daily.
What if you had a bottle of orange crush? That always looks really good.
This is odd because I'm going to go with the grape.
Yeah.
I'm going grape because...
Even if I got a bottle of Orange Crush in a bottle...
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
Orange Crush is really... Yeah. Or they're both sun-kissed.
This is a 51-49 situation. I'd probably go with the grape.
Doesn't it matter which kind of pop it is?
Well, if it's grape, it's got to be knee-high, and if it's orange, it's crush.
What about Grape Shasta?
That's solid. Shasta.
Grape Shasta was really good. Come on.
Yeah, it was really good.
Come on.
Well, shit, I can see the can. I see the Shasta can. We drink a lot of Shasta at our house.
100. We did too.
There was cases
of
it.
We had stock it.
Stock it up.
Grabbed a cherry cola first.
Yeah, it was about a dime or a nickel a can type of thing.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It's literally.
And
that.
You might drink eight a day in the summer.
Right.
What'd you have? I had eight Shastas today and some Little Debbies. What else? That's it.
That's all I needed.
Yeah,
that's all I needed. Yeah.
I'm going grape.
I'm
going
to go orange.
Ooh, that surprises me.
I drank a lot of Sunkist back in the day, or Slice. So there's...
You
say
Slice.
Orange Crush, there's Slice, there's Sunkist, they're all good.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm just overthinking it. It just depends on what it is. If it's an Orange Crush bottle, I'll probably drink that.
All right.
Looks good. Orange Pop looks good.
I agree.
This is more of a comment to close. East Lincoln West says, I just want a full show of Zip talking like Big Mike. Going on.
Yeah, the whole show. Hey, is there a mouse in here?
I think we have a mouse. He was the one, too, that showed up at Old Country Buffet and said, you want the bread pudding. He just showed up because he saw
your car
our cars out.
He stuck his head in.
And I was standing there looking at the desserts. And I just heard a voice over my shoulder. I'll never forget it. I was like, I don't even like bread. You want the bread pudding.
Who is this guy? That is the mailbag sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back, will we see an undefeated champion again in college football? Discuss that next on Early
Sark.
Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.